Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We appreciate Gary Templeton, the legendary Padres shortstop, spending a little time with us on the program this afternoon. Gary, how are you?
I'm good. How are you guys doing today?
We are good. I'm good. Tony's jet-lagged. He missed. They canceled his flight yesterday, so you've probably been a part of that before.
Oh yeah, I've been there and done that.
Gary, I gotta ask you a little bit about Fernando Tatis Jr. Obviously, you played the position as well as anybody I've ever seen play it. What's been your impressions on the young kid, just from a defensive standpoint?
Wow, I'll tell you what, you know, he had a good teacher somewhere down the line, because I mean, the kid knows how to play the position. He positioned himself well. He gets, when he feels the ball, he gets in a good throwing position where he has a cannon over the first. I mean, you know, this guy's a keeper. I mean, growing up as a kid, he must have either watched his father play a lot, or somebody was teaching him along the way, because he has it all. I mean, you know, I've watched him, and I think that he's going to be one of the best shortstops to play in this league for a while, as long as he can stay healthy.
I just want to let that sink in. I mean, that's pretty really nice comment coming from Gary Templeton about Fernando Tatis Jr. Gary, I'm curious, when you played shortstop to playing today, you watch the game now. If you played shortstop now, would you play it any differently than the way you played back in the 1980s with the Padres?
Well, no, I wouldn't play any differently, but the way they play now, the defense people, it seems like they play everybody to pull, so the middle of the diamond is wide open, because I see balls that are hit that should be caught, but, you know, because of, I guess, the analytics that say that, I guess, 90% of the guys pull the ball, everybody plays everybody to hit the ball in the hole, so the middle of the diamond is open. But I didn't have no problems covering the backhand side, so, you know, I would have probably played it the same way unless they moved me, because, you know, when we were coming up, we didn't want nothing going up to the middle of the diamond. That you had to catch that stuff.
Yeah,
the backhand, you know, that was extra. That was extra. If you could go over and backhand and fall and come up and throw somebody out, you know, that was a bonus. That was a plus. But nothing up the middle. You got to get those balls up the middle.
So that's why Tony hit to the 5.5 hole, because the shortstops weren't there.
Right. Well, you know, the thing about it is that Tony, you know, he was a spray hitter, so, you know, you couldn't play him one certain way. So,
yeah,
you know, that was a big advantage you have, you know, back when Tony played, where, you know, the way he hits now, I don't know if they would have pitched him any differently and played him any differently. But, you know, that hole was wide open because, you know, you're a spray hitter. You can't just load one side of the diamond.
Former Padre Gary Templeton joins us here on the SDCCU Fan Hotline. Gary, you've been in this city forever, and we've been, over the last 6 years, you've been hearing about this plan that the Padres had in place. Are you starting to see the bones of the plan that the Padres have been talking about for years? And should fans be encouraged by what they're seeing this year so far?
Yeah, I would. I think that they're finally starting to fall in place. I think the biggest headache, the fans should really be encouraged. I just think that the biggest headache the Padres have is trying to figure out who's going to play, because they got so much talent, and they're all fighting for the same spot. So I would be really encouraged. I think the pitching is starting to come along. I mean, they're having some tough outs, but, you know, sometimes they don't get the support that they need. But, you know, right now the team is pretty solid with good young players, got a couple veterans that are handling their business. And I tell you, I enjoy watching them play now, because it's fun. You know that they have a chance to win every time they go out there every night. So, you know, it's a lot funner. You can see the talent. I mean, the talent is there. It's just a matter of who they want to play.
Yeah. Gary Templeton is with us, the former Padres shortstop, probably the greatest Padres shortstop of them all. Fernando Tatis Jr., he wants that title, I think, one of these days. I think he wants to take it from you, Gary. Did you ever tag up and score on a pop-up to the infield like he did yesterday?
I think I may have done it a couple times.
That a baby. I figured you did.
Right. Well, you got to remember, when I was young, I had lightning speed. So, you know, I wasn't afraid to take chances. Yeah, I wasn't afraid to take chances. But, this kid, I tell you, you can't say enough about Tatis. I mean, he's a hefty player, smart. I mean, he makes all good decisions.
What are some – because you guys have a similar frame, right? 6'3", 6'4"-ish is Fernando Tatis Jr. What are some of the advantages of being a tall shortstop? What are some of the disadvantages?
Well, Tony – I don't know if there is advantages or disadvantages because, you know, Mark Blanger was about 6'3 with Baltimore, and he was one of the best defensive shortstops to ever play the game. And I just think that the only disadvantage is he might, you know, get a little bigger and a little stronger, and I don't know if that'll take him out of that position. But as far as I'm concerned, as long as he stay, you know, in pretty good shape, and I don't know if there's anybody that can beat him out of that position. Not unless they have somebody hiding in the wings, but, you know, this kid is something else. I mean, there's really no advantage or disadvantage of being hype, you know, but you know how baseball is. They say, well, he outgrew the position, and they're moving maybe third or something. But as far as I'm concerned, I don't see no advantages or disadvantages to it. If he got them long arms, he can reach a little bit more than those guys that are 5'11", 6'6". He got a little more reach than those guys.
Hey, Gary, what do you tell fans and you know, people who come and see you and remember you as a Padre player about this team in terms of being patient? I mean, after a weekend like this in Pittsburgh where you have three very difficult losses, I mean, as a former player, I'm sure you went through it many times. What do you tell fans, and how do you try to keep them patient? Because everybody wants this whole thing to come together right now. I don't blame them, but it's not really realistic.
Well, what I tell people is, I say, you got to understand, you know, that all of the talent is just now coming together. And I think I might have mentioned it on a radio show earlier this year. I say, well, you know, the young hitters are here. And if the young pitchers can catch up to the young hitters, then that's when you have a championship team. And, you know, right now the pitchers are just a little bit behind them. So just be patient because everything is there. You know, it's just a matter of the pitching kind of catching up to the hitters right now because the hitters are getting big hits. They're scoring runs. You know, they're losing some tough ball games. But and plus they don't have the bullpen they had last year. I mean, that bullpen last year was a little stronger, I do believe. But, you know, it takes time when you're starting to put the pieces and they start to come together. So, you know, I would say, hey, you know, let's be patient because, you know, they're winning. You know, they're winning, you know, but they ran up against a hot-hitting Pittsburgh Pirate team. So couldn't make mistakes against those guys.
Gary, really enjoyed talking with you. I have done a talk show for, like, 100 years. I don't think I've ever had Gary Templeton on before. So this is my first chance to ever ask you about the famous phrase, if I ain't starting, I ain't departing. I've heard that you really didn't say that, but it has been credited to you over the years. I personally think you should take credit for it because it's one of the funniest comments I've ever heard in my life about going to the All-Star game. But I wanted to hear it from the horse's mouth. What really happened on that?
You really want to know the truth?
Yeah, I do.
Okay. All right. After a game in St. Louis, and I went in to do a radio show with Jack Buck, and so he was interviewing me, and Jack Buck said, if you're not starting, you're not departing. I said, yes. And the next morning I get up, it was all across America. Templeton says, if he's starting,
there you go.
He's
okay.
That's
what I told him, Big Gary, behind the scenes. I was like, I don't think he really said it. I was told that that was just attributed to you.
But it should be attributed to you because it's a classic.
Right. Right. It was
an all-time classic.
But then it stuck through the years that I said it. So, I mean, you know, it's a, like you said, it's a good phrase. So if I ain't starting, I ain't departing.
It is a good phrase. Hey, Gary, thanks so much for the time. Have a great rest of your day, and we'll catch up with you later in the season. Appreciate you joining us.
All right, thanks for having me.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.